taxation on your teeth. Yeah, but the people didn't buy it. They decided they would fight it and be free. They said this one here's for old King George. As the tea was going overboard, they said it's time to party. Stir it up, show the man what we're made of. If we don't make a stand, we'll all be sorry. It's time to party, ring the bell, wave the flag or rain from hell. We ain't free, you tell me, what are we?
And welcome once again to the Waco Tea Party Watchdog Radio Show. It is Tuesday the 17th day of February 2015, and I don't know, I think the gremlins are out to get us. Had a little technical difficulty. It took a while to get on the air tonight, and don't know if I'm the only one having problems, so we'll check with Waco Tea Party President and my co-host, Toby Marie Walker. Did you have any trouble getting in?
Nope, not so far.
Wow, I had to call about 6 times. I kept getting a busy signal, and then when the show was on the air for like 30 seconds, I finally got through. So, I don't know, maybe there's, who knows.
Oh, I'm sneezing, excuse me.
The weather changes here so quick. I mean, we were in the 70s at the end of last week, and over the weekend it was in the 60s, I believe, and now we're dropping into the 30s. So
this is wrong.
Of course, it could be worse. Back in the hometown, they're having ice and power outages. Talked to my daughter today. She hopes to have power back by noon tomorrow. They've been out since last night. And I think it's supposed to be down to like 14 in the morning there, and they have no power. So they're just bundling up with blankets and hoping they can stay warm enough. So it could be worse here. We have enough to be thankful for.
Well, I don't like this cold weather.
I know you don't. You're from cold weather country, so... So I named the show tonight Texas Two-Step because there seems to be a whole lot of dancing going on and not a whole lot of music being played, but seems we're trying to let more and more people in the country, and we don't care how they get here, legally or not. Luckily, we have some judges that do care, and now it seems like the president may be trying to let some terrorists into the country.
Yeah, through Syria, where ISIS is. I mean, this just isn't real bright.
Just let them over. Just bring them on over. Doesn't matter. Load them up. Bring them over.
Yeah.
Did you read some of the things that some of the folks are saying? I mean, I was reading the story about on Drudge about there might be some concerns about some of the people that are coming over here and. One of the president's State Department, well, the State Department Director of Refugees Admission for the Bureau of Population, Larry Bartlett, said, it's not a matter of should we do it, it's a matter of how we do it. One of the fundamental principles of our country is that we care about others and we will help others. Not if they're going to come in and bomb us, we not.
Wait.
Cut off heads.
We do care about others, but
yes, we do.
We don't really give a hoot about people who want to blow us to kingdom come.
Right. And then you had the lady that was on MSNBC, was it last night, that said the only reason that they're this way is because they don't have good jobs.
What?
Killing them's not going to do anything, she said. We're not going to win the war by killing them all. We need to have a job program for them.
Oh, so they're too busy?
I guess. you know, what is it? Idleness is the devil's workshop. Yeah, the lady's name was Maria Harf, H-A-R-F. She said,
yes,
if ISIS members had decent jobs, they wouldn't be beheading Christians. What's a decent job? McDonald's? Maybe we need to build some more McDonald's over there and get them hired.
I thought capitalism was bad.
Well, I did too, but obviously they don't think so now.
This administration is nuts.
They are. They are a bunch of crazies.
So I was trying to get on a local gentleman, and his name is Jeremy.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Eccles. And I sent him the phone number, call in. I don't know if he's seen it or not, but I was hoping that he
right
would.
Now.
Huh?
Just me and you on the switchboard right now.
Okay, well, I wanted him to come on and give an update. So what happened was about his dog, and this is on our fan page.
Ah.
And his dog was the one that the city of Waco picked up, and he's a cow dog. And cow dogs, you know, they're kind of professional dogs. They're not just regular, everyday. They're kind of, you know, they've got jobs to do.
They're work dogs.
And
yeah, like I said.
Maybe we just need to make more cattle dogs. So
yeah.
If you neuter them, they're not as, I don't want to say aggressive, but they're not as excited to do their job of, you know, staying with the cows and stuff like that.
Believe it or not, I can understand that. Yeah,
so the city of Waco picks this dog up and they say, well, you can't have it back unless you neuter it. But in the regulation, it also says you can bring a note in from a vet. So he gets a note from the vet that says this dog does not need to be snipped because of health reasons, that it would make him less effective at doing his job. They already have exemptions for service dogs, for canines, and I think another kind of dog. But they make an exception for that because they don't want the service dog. Okay, so if service dogs are less aggressive, then why does my dog or anybody else's dog who has a job to do, these are working dogs, not pets, these are working dogs, why should the city of Waco be able to tell me what a working dog, when it's going to change their demeanor, et cetera, won't make them as effective? Why does the city of Waco get to regulate our dog's testicles?
I don't know. I guess they've got to have their hand somewhere.
So they were going to hold like a little hearing about this, but it's nowhere in the regulation. And I was hoping that Jeremy might be able to call in tonight and tell us, because he sent me a message today that he got that he got his dog back. And I asked him to give me a call so I could give an update. Like, well, and that he got the dog back intact. He wasn't forced to neuter him. So I just wanted to know, you know, wanted him to give us an update. But since he has not been able to, I don't think, dial in, then I'll get the information and post it on our page for all of the people who have been following this story.
Sounds like your dogs are chiming in on it. So.
Oh, that's the neighbor's dogs. They're outside, I guess. Yeah, I went outside because my dogs are barking, and I just can't get away from dogs tonight. The show has gone to the dogs.
Yes,
I apologize.
Well, that's okay as my cat jumps into my lap. But you would think there would be a little common sense here. I mean, it's in the regulations, but they were still going to try to force him to have this dog neutered. So what good is a regulation if you're not going to follow it? I guess we could ask the president that with Obamacare. So,
that's
the problem that we're having now. Yeah, they want to control everything. They pass these laws, these regulations, and then they want to change them to fit whatever situation they want it to fit, whether it's in the regulation or not.
Well, and here's the thing. They want to regulate everything but the border. They want to regulate everything but who comes into this country.
Mm-hmm.
They just want more people to regulate. We need to put billboards up all over the world saying, don't come here. If you think you're going to a freer country, you may be mistaken.
Yeah, I know. And we did have a Houston judge put a halt to the amnesty.
Yes,
at
we
least
did.
For right now, at least for right
a
now.
A federal judge out of Brownsville. That federal judge told Obama, no, you cannot do this, and put an injunction so that as the lawsuit goes forward, that they cannot implement this because it is an undue burden on the states. And he had quite a bit more to say about this. Obama today said, now after he said 19 times he didn't have the authority to do it, now he says he does have the authority to do it. I don't know what changed in unicorn and fairy dust land up there at the White House, but apparently they've had dropped some acid or something because now they think they can.
Well, he feels like he has the authority to override the federal judge.
He thinks he's king. That's the problem.
Yeah,
he thinks he's king.
Yep.
We have less than 2 years. So this is what the judge said. Judge Andrew S. Hannon, I hope I'm saying that right, has issued a temporary restraining order and stated, quote, the Department of Homeland Security was not given any, well, it updated my page and I lost the quote.
I hate
here,
when that happens.
I will find it. Okay, here it is. I'll start over. The Department of Homeland Security was not given any discretion by law to give 4.3 million removable aliens the DHS itself labels as legal presence. Judge Hannon wrote an issuing injunction, end quote. In fact, the law mandates that these illegally present individuals be removed. The Department of Homeland Security has adopted a new rule that substantially changes both the status and employability of millions. These changes go beyond mere enforcement or even non-enforcement of this nation's immigration scheme. End quote. So DHS has had to halt their little plans. But here's the part that people really need to pay attention to if you live in Texas. And you know this because we've been talking about this for 4 months behind the scenes because we were trying to get this fixed and find out if we were right. Well, it turns out I was right. So if you come to Texas and you are a student or, you know, you have an HB1 visa to work here or, you know, green card, whatever, and you want to get a driver's license. Many of them do because they're going to be here for a while, and they get a Texas driver's license. Now, Bobby, wouldn't it make sense that the driver's license would look different or would have on there non-resident or non-citizen or visa, you know, HB1 visa, whatever it is, whatever their status, wouldn't it make sense to differentiate between a citizen and a non-citizen?
You have to differentiate between someone who's legally old enough to drink and those who are not.
So here's the question. Why does the state of Texas allow someone from a foreign country to have a driver's license that looks just like yours and mine? Because it's not just driving that people use this for.
Right.
You know, they use it for their passports. You know, they use them for all kinds of things. Well, if it doesn't say on there, hey, this is a non-citizen, this
I think we lost Toby. She was talking to me, and I had to look to make sure that it's her that was displaced and not me. So I'm sure she'll call back in. But that is, think about it. All the driver's licenses looking the same, and yes, she's right. We do use it for a lot of different things. Here she is. She's back now. There you are. We do use it for a lot of different things. So.
Yeah. NSA must not have liked the direction of my phone call.
Probably
so,
girl.
Yeah. So you would think that we would have, people that would look different, portrait versus landscape, something, but it doesn't. So for the past few months, I have been going to Senator Birdwell and asking questions about this. And, you know, at first he's like, oh, surely they do. And I said, no, apparently, Senator, they don't. So he looked into it and found out that what I thought was right. Neither of us could believe that. So he's been working on, you know, well, how do you differentiate? And I have called everybody I know. I've talked to the sheriff. I've talked to the district attorney. I have chit-chatted with others and said, isn't this a problem? Well, yeah, and a lot of people just didn't know it.
Huh.
It's right on the DPS website. And so, you know, I'm like, this is a problem that we need to fix here in Texas. Because what if this judge... Yeah, he's put an injunction in for now. What if he's overturned in a higher court or by SCOTUS? That means that all the people who Obama wants to give amnesty to are going to get driver's licenses that look just like ours.
Right. And you won't be able to differentiate who's here legally and who's not.
Right. Now, they tell me, well, you don't have to worry about them voting with it because that's illegal.
Yeah.
Well, they came across the border illegally. They don't really care about the law.
Obviously not.
And so wouldn't it make sense that they would have a different driver's license than us and that they would have to prepay their insurance so that if they drive... Yeah, you know, they're not going to go down and pay 1 month, cancel the insurance, and then they hit somebody and they're uninsured. So why not make them, you know, go down, prepay it for, say, 6 months? And if they do not, you know, then they have to go down and prepay again for another 6 months. Well, that's inconvenient. Well, yeah, it's inconvenient, but they're not citizens. Prepay for a year. I don't care.
Right.
Well, as long as they're... Yeah, as long as they are prepaying, they can go down and renew their license. But if they don't prepay, it expires and, you know, they can't drive. And then stiffen up the penalty of driving without insurance in Texas so that, you know, hey, you can get deported for this felony or something. That it's a felony if you are not a citizen of Texas and you've let your... prepaid insurance expire and, you know, you go to jail and then we report you to the feds and they deport you, in theory. I mean, there's all kinds of things we could do. But no. Now, this is also a matter of national security, because start thinking about this.
Right.
The 9/11 hijackers all got on planes in the United States with expired visas. Which means they couldn't have used their passports. They had to have used driver's licenses, right?
Right. Or some form of state ID, I would think, whether they drove or not.
Right. So how'd they get on those planes? If their visas were expired, that means they couldn't have used a passport to fly within the United States. How did they get on the planes? So it just makes sense to me that we have, you know, you have to prepay, and this way we can track 40% of people who are here in the United States illegally are here because of expired visas.
Mm-hmm.
This would solve a lot of these problems. And the state of Texas needs to take action on this. And I know that Lieutenant Governor Patrick's office has been briefed on this. I'm not so sure about the lieutenant, I mean the governor and the attorney general, but I'm going to work on that this week. So if you think that people who are not citizens of Texas should have a different driver's license than those of us who are citizens, then you need to give your state reps a call, give the lieutenant governor's office a call, the governor's office, and the attorney general's office, and start screaming at these people, because if a higher court overrules this, we've got a heck of a problem on our hands.
Right.
And people, you know, people say, oh, well, illegals shouldn't be getting driver's licenses. Well, there is nothing in our code that prevents somebody who is here. Well, if Obama gives them permission through executive actions, there's nothing in our government code that stops the state of Texas from issuing them a driver's license. Well, it's unconstitutional. Well, sure it is. But that doesn't mean that you know, it's not going to stop them.
There's a lot of things that are unconstitutional that hasn't stopped this president.
That's right. So anyway, please give your state senator, our state senator is very aware of this. So, you know, you don't have to call and harass him. But if you're listening from another area, or if even if you are, call his office and say, what are you going to do about this driver's license issue where non-citizens, whether they're here legal or illegal, that are getting driver's licenses that look like ours? You know, citizenship has rights and privileges that come with it. And just because you are here doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't mean that you get all the rights and privileges. That's something I hope people are going to pay attention to and really, you know, don't take for granted that this injunction is going to be upheld by higher courts. Look what happened with Obamacare, people.
All right, I don't know what's going on, but I got booted now, so I have to come back in.
Boy, they don't like us tonight.
They don't. Well, you know, there's another thing, too. You know, you're talking about illegals having the right to drive. And I'm sure that the decision, or at least I hope the decision that was made by the judge from Texas as far as amnesty will affect this other decision that was made. But amnestied illegals eligible for tax refunds even if they never paid taxes. They were entitled to, what was it, the job credit or?
Earned income tax credit.
Earned income tax credit, even if they never paid taxes.
Yeah, and yeah.
This is the our IRS, folks.
That's right.
It says, while we may disagree about whether your deferred action programs were lawfully created and implemented, we are confident. Let's see, I just had mine refreshed too.
Yeah, I mean, we are in a lot of trouble in this country when we're taking from citizens to give to non-citizens who've never paid any taxes. When we are, you know, there's some states that are allowing, or communities, that are allowing illegals to vote. Non-citizens are allowed to vote. There is time and place for citizens to stand up and redress their government. By God, when is it going to take, people, that when, you know, when they have the same rights that we have, we lose our country, we lose our culture, we lose, you know, what we stand for. They can vote in whoever they want.
right.
to change the face of our nation. It has to stop.
And there's a lot of things. See, the thing that confuses me, though, when do they come here if they want to change the country? I mean, if they want to change it to where they came from, why don't they just stay where they are?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah. So, yeah, earned income tax credit, and it says the president said on Wednesday that even if illegals who didn't pay taxes, they'll be able to apply for back credits once they get Social Security numbers.
Yeah, and why are they getting...
Social Security numbers.
They should get a tax ID number, not a Social Security number.
Right. They shouldn't be eligible for Social Security.
No.
Doesn't matter. That's not going to be here anyway. Those that pay in.
Yes. That should be for citizens.
Oh. Yeah, I think it's time that we just... And we've talked about this. Let's just scrap the IRS, start over, new tax code, new agency. Let's just start all over.
That's exactly what we need.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen. And again, it comes down to, and I'll say it, the Republicans don't have the courage to do it. At least the leadership doesn't. I won't say all of the Republicans, but our leadership doesn't have the courage to do what needs to be done in these type situations. Because they're not challenging the president on anything he's doing right now. It's the states that's challenging the president.
That's right.
And that's how this court decision came down today. The Congress is doing squat.
What?
As a matter of fact, Boehner and McConnell were ready to help push this amnesty through. It was the states that fought back.
Well, Boehner did. Well, the Republicans in the House have filed or are filing lawsuits also. I mean, they have, and people are like, well, what good does that do? I'll tell you what good it does. Look what just happened in Texas. Sometimes
right.
you got to go through the courts. And so they are doing some things. It's just not everything we'd like them to do. And here's the thing, Bobby, even if Congress does, I'm playing devil's advocate here. Even if, if the House Republicans and the Senate, you know, they pass laws, Obama's just going to veto it.
Right.
So what more do you want them to do? When you have man in the White House who will not respect the rule of law, who does not respect that there's a Congress to make laws, that won't work with them and you know, at all, and just says, well, I'll just veto it. Well, then how much is it the Republicans' fault? What do you want them to do?
The thing is, if it is unconstitutional, then they need to, again, file the lawsuits and continue. They can pass the laws. That's the first thing they should do. Then if the president vetoes it and they can't override the veto, then they need to file a lawsuit if what the president is doing can be found unconstitutional. They don't just need to sit back and say, oh, well, we tried, we passed the law, he vetoed it, so now there's nothing else to do. They can step up with a lawsuit.
Well, yeah, in that case, they are right. If they pass the law and Obama vetoes it and it comes back, they can pass it 15 times. That's how the process works, like it or not.
Right.
But if the president does things in executive orders that are unconstitutional, then yes, they need to take it to court. The states need to take it to court and hold him responsible. The other thing they can do is they can start slashing budgets. Now, the Obama administration can then veto it. And they can say, listen, we passed the budget. The president didn't like it. He vetoed it. Well, then the government shuts down. That's not their fault. It's the president.
Right. Absolutely.
But they want, and in that sense, they need to grow some spines and just say, this is what's going to happen, and, you know, the elections be damned. Because
I think
sure
a lot
so
of them
didn't hurt them in 14. Ted Cruz was right.
Right. I think the problem is a lot of them probably visited Waco in dog suits, and Waco had them neutered before they left.
I'm not going to say that because, you know, Bobby, really, honestly, this isn't all of them. And that broad brush approach of, you know, it's a few of them that are in leadership positions.
That's what I'm saying. It's not all of them. It's the leadership. Those that are in charge that make the decisions on what to do, they're the ones that are backing down. They forget what got them elected back in November, or they don't care and think that they can do what they want to do in 2016. They're still going to, you know, be in their position. They might be badly surprised come 2016 if they don't follow through on some of these promises they've made.
Right. And I think that they need to. They need to hold the president accountable, and that, you know, if that means suing them with the purse strings. And if they have to shut the government down for snow today, for snow, when all these other government agencies are open when it gets snowy.
Hey, so, the government was shut down yesterday because it was President's Day. It was shut down the day before that because it was Sunday. So 3 straight days the government's been shut down.
Yeah, the world still keeps rocking.
Yes, it does. And the president still keeps going to California or wherever else.
So here's an interesting commentary by Axelrod.
Yeah.
David Axelrod.
Yep.
He claims today that Obama has had no major scandals in the past 6 years that he's been president.
What's his definition of a major scandal?
Well, that was my question. And this was his quote. I'm proud of the fact that basically you've had an administration that has been in place for 6 years in which there hasn't been a major scandal.
Just because the,
he goes on to say, I think that says a lot about the ethical strictures of this administration. You've got to be kidding me.
Because the media doesn't report it doesn't mean it's not going on.
Benghazi. That was a scandal. The Tea
Fast
Party conservative. That's a scandal.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else was there?
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious. That's a scandal.
Oh, well, there's several of them going around. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because
well,
I couldn't hear you.
Oh, Secret Service scandal.
Secret Service?
Yeah. There's been all kinds of, so I wonder, what are they smoking up there?
Good question. Obviously, it's, whatever it is, it's blinding them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Another story, I guess, this is broke today, and really it's no surprise, but a number of the Congressional Black Caucus members have said they will not be in attendance on March the 3rd when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addresses Congress. They feel like that he has been disrespectful to the president. So they're not going to attend the speech.
Well, let him stay home.
They also look like they're upset because House Speaker John Boehner didn't consult the White House or Congress Democrats before inviting the Prime Minister. Hey, I'd say, let them all stay at home because wouldn't it be something to see him give a speech and receive nothing but a standing ovation from the members of Congress that are there? And has any more come of the investigation about taxpayer money using to try to influence that election?
I'm not sure.
I've not heard any more about it lately. That's why I was wondering if maybe you had.
Nope.
For
I'm looking here. I don't know. I can't. You know, I got rid of my house phone. My husband and I clipped the cable cord. We got rid of cable TV, which now I'm a little like, oh crap, because that's the only way to watch C-SPAN.
No, if you get Hulu, you can watch it through Hulu.
Can you watch C-SPAN live? Can you watch C-SPAN live on Hulu?
Yeah, it's you get live streaming. Live streaming. And Hulu's like $8.95 a month, I think.
Oh, but you have to pay for it.
Yeah, you pay for it. But you get a lot of other channels, too.
Yeah, but I'm going to pay Hulu $8.95 a month just to watch C-SPAN. I'll get the basic cable so I can watch these anyhow. But we cut the cord, and I did get the free version of Hulu. And I also cut off our house phone because the only thing that my house phone
was... You may be able to get C-SPAN on the live version. I don't know. I know you can on the paid version, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look into it. But and if it's only $8.99 a month, it'll be worth it because I got rid of I tried Netflix, didn't like it. I'm trying Hulu right now, and it seems pretty good. But and so maybe I'll do that, the paid version. But so I got rid of my house phone. So all I have now is the cell phone because I have unlimited minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so far, much quieter. My phone is not ringing off the freaking hook. And it's much easier.
I enjoy mine. I do. I enjoy TV a lot more now. I watch what I want to watch when I want to watch it. Another thing you may want to check on is PlayOn. PlayOn.com. Just go look at it and see what you think about it. With it, you pay a one-time lifetime membership for it, something like $60 for lifetime. So it's not too bad either. What else are we going to talk about tonight? I'll think a little closer to home. We kind of mentioned it last week about the lieutenant governor doing a backstep, saying that there weren't enough votes for open carry, and then the governor comes out and says, oh, yeah, we got enough votes. So right now it looks like that may pass from everything that I hear people saying.
Yeah, it looks like it. I still won't do it.
No, I won't either. I remain,
I'm going to
carry, I'll carry concealed.
See, I don't want to carry concealed. I don't want to carry. I'm around it. Just about everybody I know has one. But I don't think that you should have to have a license in order to exercise a right.
I agree with that.
But on the other hand, this is how I look at it. We don't have to have licenses. What we can do is say, you're allowed to carry until you do something stupid, and then we're going to take that away from you.
Yeah. Well, isn't that what rights are? I mean, it's something that you're given until you do something stupid with them, and then they should be taken away? I don't know, though.
Well,
we've still got a lot of
books. It's like, so what? Because background checks do not catch people who are mentally unstable and have never been treated.
Right.
It doesn't catch it. So, they can go buy guns. It doesn't prevent anything. And doctors are never going to agree to, and I can't think you could ever pass a law that says, well, doctor has to, say you're of sound mind. Well, no doctor is going to take on that liability. So then, so you, I mean, really, honestly, folks, if people, crazy people are going to do crazy things, and they're going to find the means, whether it's breaking in and stealing a gun out of somebody's home or, you know, whatever the case may be. But you, we cannot pass laws to prevent people from doing crazy stuff.
Well, look how many laws we have against drugs, and how's that working?
Look how many laws we have against stalking women, beating women, domestic abuse. It still goes on. People who are going to break
laws. How many
laws
do we have against murder and assault?
The reason that we have laws is not to prevent bad things from happening. The reason that we have laws is to punish people for doing bad things.
Right.
And that is the basic premise of why the gun grabbers are so wrong. You can pass all the laws you want. It will not stop illegal activity.
I agree with that.
So let everybody carry. You know, it doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have about 15 minutes left, and I wanted to tell everybody, tonight is our very, very last hour-long show. After this, they will only be 1.5 hour, and I think that we may do more than one a week. We'll have to discuss that, but we are no longer going to do these long radio shows because most people tune in to certain portions and tune out. So instead, we're going to go to shorter radio shows that we don't have to pay for. Beyond that, I did want to tell everyone else, we have some events coming up. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Go for it.
Okay. So, the first of all, the Texas AFP Legislative Day, Friday the 20th, was canceled. We are not going. Americans for Prosperity, Texas, had to reschedule it. It'll be sometime in late March or April.
Okay, good. I'm going to be able to go then.
Okay. Next Thursday evening is the Waco Tea Party monthly meeting. We have two, matter of fact. From 5 to 7 is our general meeting. It is at Las Vegas Buffet. We've invited county officials to come in and give updates about like 2 or 3 minutes each throughout the dinner portion of what's going on. The cost is $11.99 plus drink tax and tips. So if you're going to come in, about, you know, $15 a person. If yeah. you would like to come in and have dinner and network and meet and talk and chit chat and kind of have a social hour, we're going to do that once a quarter. It is next Thursday night from 5 to 7 at the Las Vegas Buffet on Valley Mills Drive across from that big white building. I think that's the quote between New Road and I can't remember the
that's
next
That's at the corner
street.
Of New Road and Valley Mills. Yeah, it's at the corner of New Road and Valley Mills.
Yeah. The corner of New Road and Valley Mills. And it's in that shopping center that the Republican headquarters are in and the, there's all kinds of different, is it Cavender's is in there?
It's on the other side. It's on the other side. It's,
yeah, but it's all in that same complex.
Yeah, it's in that area, same area.
Yeah. So if you need directions, go on Facebook or on our website and it tells you where it is. And Becky has sent out emails. We're going to send out another reminder. And then immediately following, from 7 o'clock p.m. to 9, is the Waco Tea Party board meeting that is open to the public from 7:15 to 9. The first 15 is an executive session so that we can discuss the IRS lawsuit. We've got some things that the attorney needed, so from 7:15 to 9 o'clock, you can come on over and attend that. And we are going to be taking input from people who, you know, non-board members, we want, well, you know, you're welcome to listen in, chime in, and give input into how our planning session for the year. And that's at the West Waco Library. Again, that's next Thursday night, February 26th, 5 to 7 at the Las Vegas Buffet. It's 505 North Valley Mills Drive in Waco, 5 to 7. And then immediately from there, we're going to go right down the street to the West Waco Library and have our board meeting. So we hope to see you there at one or the other.
Or both. Were those the only two events you had?
I'm sorry, what?
Were those the only two events you had to announce? The cancellation of the... okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I was trying to be quiet, but you keep going.
No, those were the two things. And then we have our full schedule of our meetings, I think, through May on our, that we updated the website today. And you can go and put those in your calendar in case you want to know that.
Okay.
So our next meeting is March 19th, and then it's April 16th and May 21st.
All right. You don't know where our listenership is right now?
What is it?
It is at 84,348.
That's pretty good.
Yep. Now, it has been down over the last couple of months, but we have been kind of off and on with the shows.
I think we were doing better on Sunday nights.
Well, it looked like we were there for a time, but then, you know, we tried to do a couple of Sunday shows and also... That didn't work well either. So maybe if we went on Sunday and stayed, but.
Yeah, I think we need to go on Sundays and stay and do them from 8:30 to 9. I don't think it really matters because people listen to the podcast more than they listen to.
They do. Well, most people will listen to the podcast.
Right. So I think if we just pick a day and that's when we do the live show, and that's how we can do it. So anyway, we'll work that out. Next Thursday night, and if you'd like to help us work that out, just tune in, you know, just come in. And if you'd like us to have longer shows, then you get to pay for it. Anyway, that's all that I had. We're getting ready to gear up for a much, you know, much more, I think, interesting. Joe Strauss seems to be waging war against the governor and lieutenant governor and the Senate and conservatives, and throw a dart. He didn't like anybody these days. So it's going to be an interesting
question. Well, all the conservatives said we had to have him.
Well, you know what, Bobby, though? It's kind of, you know how the speaker races work.
Right.
And he has been a horrible speaker.
He has been. And he's been reelected twice now. Right? Or is this the third re-election?
It's because of what he's doing to them.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a bully. He's as bad as Obama. I don't know why
he's going to vote
for Obama. If I lived down there, I'd be voting for the Democrat. I would not vote for Joe Strauss.
Yeah, you get rid of the bully.
Yep. Anyway.
So, well, I have nothing else that I can think of, so we've got 8 minutes left. We can jibber-jabber about nothing, or we can just say goodnight.
Well, I say we say goodnight and give people a break.
I think I agree with you, because I still have some packing to do. I leave for Georgia tomorrow, and from what I hear, I'm headed into sub-Arctic temperature, so.
Well, go have fun with that.
Looking forward to that. Yeah, well, I'll be in North Georgia for a day, and then I'll be in South Georgia toward the Florida line for about 2 days before I come back home. So, going to visit family, and then I have some classes I have to go take. So, but Anyway, I guess I'll see you next Thursday night. Well, I'm sure we'll be here next Tuesday probably, but I will also see you next Tuesday night for the meeting.
Thursday night.
Oh, sorry, Thursday night.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see you Thursday night.
All right. So until next time, this is Bobby Keith along with
Toby Marie Walker.
Say good night. God bless America. God bless Texas. And yes, we will see you here next time on the Waco Tea Party Watchdog Radio Show. Good night.
Good night, everybody.